everyone. This is Mrs. Webb. It's good to have you along for another Bible story from the Puppet Castle. I'm wondering who is going to be telling our story today.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Webb.
Well, hello, Jesse. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine, too. For any of you who have not met him, this is Jesse. He is the oldest of the puppets around here. He is our resident grandfather puppet. Jesse, I hope you're here because you're telling the story today.
Indeed I am, Mrs. Webb, but I will need some assistance. Is there anyone else around to help?
I don't know. Well, it sounds like someone is coming. Oh, it sounds like they're not feeling very well. Well, hello there, Howie.
Oh, hello there, Mrs. Webb.
How are we doing?
How are we doing? Very funny. Not so well, Mrs. Webb. I have a cold in my nose.
A what?
A cold in my nose.
A code? Are you a secret agent?
No, I didn't say a code. I said a cold.
Oh, a cold.
Yeah, in my nose.
In your doze?
Not doze. Nose. I have a cold in my nose.
Oh, you have a cold in your nose.
Yeah, that's what I said. Excuse me a second.
Oh, Howie, you don't do that.
Don't do what?
Don't blow your nose on the Puppet Castle curtain like that.
Well, I don't have anything else here to blow it on.
Would you like a tissue?
Kiss you? I hardly even know you, Mrs. Webb. And besides, you're a married woman.
I said tissue, Howie, not kiss you. I mean, do you want a Kleenex?
Oh, no thanks, Mrs. Webb. I've already started using this curtain.
Howie, stop that.
Sorry. Hello, Howie. Oh, hello, Jesse. How are you?
Jesse was just getting ready to tell us a Bible story, Howie. Would you like to help?
Yeah, sure. Maybe it will take my mind off of my cold.
Great. What story are you telling today, Jesse?
I thought that today we would tell the story of the three Hebrews.
The three Hebrews?
Yes. The story is found in the book of Daniel, chapter 3.
Well, go ahead and begin the story, Jesse.
Well, all right. Many years ago, when the Israelites had forgotten God and were serving false gods, God allowed a mighty king and his armies to conquer Israel. He carried away many of the Israelite people to his kingdom to be servants and slaves. Among these Israelites carried away were three Hebrew young men.
What were their names?
Their names were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Oh, yeah, I have heard of them before. Shadrach, Meshach, and Pinocchio.
No, it's not Pinocchio.
That's right. It's Shadrach, Meshach, and Geppetto.
No, Howie, it's not Geppetto either.
Shadrach, Meshach, and Oregano?
No, Howie, their names were Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Oh, that sounds like what Mr. Webb says every night before we go to sleep.
What Mr. Webb says every night before you go to sleep?
Yep, he says, you're thack, my thack, and to bed we go.
Get on with the story, Jesse.
Yes, well, though these three young Hebrews were carried away into captivity, they were not made to be slaves. Because he found them bright and intelligent, the king made them leaders in his kingdom.
What was the name of this king?
His name was Nebuchadnezzar.
Never had a razor. He must have had a long beard if he never had a razor. I never had a razor either. I'm too young to shave.
No, Howie, I didn't say never had a razor. I said Nebuchadnezzar.
Well, I never could nether either. Have you ever nethered, Mrs. Webb?
No, Howie. The king's name was Nebuchadnezzar.
Oh, Nebuchadnezzar.
Yes, go ahead, Jesse.
Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon.
Hey, that city is just like your talking.
Just like my talking?
Yeah, you Babylon.
Very funny, Howie. Anyway, Nebuchadnezzar was a very proud king. He was so proud that he had a great golden image made of himself and had it placed upon the plain of Dura.
What? How's it ever going to get off the ground?
What?
The plane. How's it ever going to get off the ground with that big image on it?
No, Howie. He put the image on the plane of Dura.
I don't care what airline it was.
Airline?
Yeah, Dura Airlines. Fly the friendly skies of Dura.
No, Howie. She means to say that the plane in the story is not an airplane. It is a geological land formation.
A what?
A flat piece of land.
Oh, like the top of Mr. Webb's head.
Howie.
Anyway, when the image was set up, the king ordered all of the princes and rulers of the kingdom to gather on the plain on the day appointed. And when the music played... Da-da-da-da! What was that?
That's the music playing.
That's music?
Well, I could blow my nose.
No, Howie, that's okay. Don't do that.
Anyway, when the music played... Da-da-da-da!
Did you have to say that again, Jesse?
Sorry, Mrs. Webb. Anyway, the king commanded that when that happened, everyone on the plane should bow down and worship the golden image that he had set up.
Howie, what are you doing?
I bowed down like in the story.
Well, you can stop now.
I would, I could, but I'm stuck.
Uh-oh.
Do something, Mrs. Webb.
Well, here, let me hold you up. How's that?
Thanks a lot, Mrs. Webb.
Okay, I'll let go of you now.
Help, Mrs. Webb!
Oh, Howie, not again. I don't know what I can do.
Well, do something.
Jesse, can you do anything?
Well, the king said that everyone should be bowing and that no one should be left standing up straight. Ouch!
What's the matter, Howie? I see you're not bowing anymore. When Jesse said stand up straight, that made you stand up straight, too.
Yeah, but when I stood up straight, I hit my head on the windowsill.
Ooh, I'll bet that hurt.
Ooh, yeah, it almost knocked me silly.
Go on, Jesse.
Well, Shadrach, Meshach, and Oreo...
Abednego.
Oh, yeah. When they heard the king's command, what did they do? Well, they knew there was going to be a problem. Yeah? Why? Because they were Jews, and they knew that the Lord said that they should not bow down to or worship any other gods except for him.
Oh, no. There goes Howie bowing again.
Did you have to say bowing down again, Jesse?
Sorry. Anyway, they knew that even if everyone else was bowing down, they would have to stand up straight.
Ouch!
Oh, Howie, did you hit your head again?
Ouch. Ooh. Yes. One lump or two. Ooh. I have two.
Sorry, Howie.
So what happened then, Jesse?
Well, when the music played... Da-da-da-da! Oh, sorry, Mrs. Webb, I forgot.
That's okay, Jesse. Go on.
Well, when that happened, all the people on the plane bowed down and worshipped the golden image.
Uh-oh, Jesse, there goes Howie again.
Did you have to say that everybody bowed down?
Oh, sorry, everyone didn't bow down. Everyone except for Shadrach, Meshach, and...
Olio!
Abednego.
Yeah, sorry.
They did not bow down. They stood up straight.
Ouch!
Another lump, Howie.
Yeah, if this keeps up, my head's gonna look like a relief map of the Himalaya Mountains.
Sorry, Howie.
But wait, Jesse, if Shadrach, Meshach, and Cheerio...
Abednego.
Yeah, sorry. If they were standing up straight when everybody else was, not, wouldn't they be kind of conspicuous?
You mean conspicuous?
Yeah, of course.
You mean wouldn't somebody see them?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Well, yes, yeah, somebody did see them.
Yes, they did. And they went to the king and said, "Oh, king, did you not say that when the music played..." Da-da-da-da!
Jesse.
Sorry, Mrs. Webb, I forgot again. Where was I? Oh, yes. They said, did you not say that when that happened, all of the people were supposed to bow down to the golden image?
Oh, no, Jesse. You started Howie's bowing all over again.
Sorry. The king said, of course that is what I said. Why? Well, the people said, there are three young men who have not obeyed your command. They do not serve your gods, nor do they worship the golden image that you have set up. They are continuing to stand up straight.
Out! Does anyone have a helmet I can wear?
Sorry, Howie. Well, the king was upset. He called for the disobedient ones to be brought before him. And so they brought Shadrach, Meshach, and Figaro.
Abednego.
Oh, yeah, right.
And placed them before the king.
Oh, boy, they're in trouble now.
Well, the king said, now, young men, I have been told that you do not serve my gods, nor do you worship the golden image that I have set up. Surely this is not true. I will give you a second chance. If you will do as you have been told, all will be well. But if you will not obey, you'll be cast the same hour into the
Den of Lions.
No, no, Howie. That is another story. This was the fiery furnace.
Ooh, talk about a hot foot.
Yeah, that's sort of a hot everything.
Well, anyway, the three Hebrews did not take long to answer. They said, O king, be it known unto you that we mean no disrespect, but we are servants of the Most High God, who has commanded that we should not worship any other god but him. And our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace, O king, and he will deliver us. But if not, we still will not bow down and worship the golden image.
There goes Howie again, Jesse.
Did you have to stop there?
They said we will continue to stand up straight.
Out, out, out! I hope this story is over soon. I can't take much more of this.
Well, how did the king take that?
Well, he was very angry.
How angry?
He was purple with rage.
Howie, what are you doing?
I'm getting purple with rage.
But Howie, you're already purple. You're a purple puppet.
There, see? I didn't have very far to go, did I?
Anyway, the king said, heat the fiery furnace 7 times hotter than it has ever been before, and bind these 3 young men, and cast them into the fire, and let them be burned.
Ooh, he had a hot temper to match his hot furnace.
Well, the soldiers came and bound Shadrach, Meshach, and
Chello?
Abednego.
Oh, yeah, right.
And carried them to the furnace and threw them inside. But the flames were so hot, they leaped out of the furnace and burned up the guards.
Ooh, goodbye, 3 Hebrews.
Well, finally, the king came to look into the furnace to see if the 3 young men were burned up. And when he looked in, he was shocked.
Wait a minute. I thought this was the fiery furnace, not an electric chair.
He means he was surprised, Howie.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Well, because when he looked into the furnace, he called his counselors to him and said, did we not throw 3 men into the burning fiery furnace?
Yeah, what's the matter? Couldn't he count?
That's the problem. He could count. His counselors answered him, true, O king, you did throw 3 men into the fiery furnace. The king answered, astonished, but I see 4 men, and they are loose, and they are walking unharmed in the middle of the fire.
And they are roasting marshmallows.
No, they weren't roasting marshmallows.
Hot dogs?
No, not hot dogs either.
Howie.
Sorry.
The king continued, and the form of the 4th man is as the Son of God.
Wow, you mean the Son of God came and was with Shadrach, Meshach, and,
Abednego.
Yeah, in the fiery furnace?
That's right.
Wow, it would be worth getting thrown in the fiery furnace to have the Son of God walk around with you.
Well, the king cried out, Shadrach, Meshach,
what's your name?
Abednego.
No, that's not your name. Your name is Jesse.
Howie.
Oh, sorry.
The king said, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither.
Yeah, and come out, too.
Howie.
Sorry, but I'll bet the 3 guys said, no thanks, king. We're snug as a bug in a rug in here.
No, Howie, they came out.
That's right. And they were checked from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet.
Wow, I wonder who put all those checks all over them.
No, Howie, that means that they were examined.
That's right. And when they examined them, they found that their skin was not burned, their hair was not singed, their clothes did not even smell like smoke.
Wow, that was a miracle.
Yes, it was.
Well, the king should have learned a lesson from that, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And the king praised the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that protected them and defended them and saved them from the fiery furnace. And he made a decree that anyone who should speak against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego would have their house torn down and they themselves should be cut in pieces. For there was no God that could deliver like the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Well, we can learn a lesson from that, too.
Yeah, I know what it is. Stay away from big idols and furnaces.
No, Howie. The Lord blessed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego because they had learned to trust him and obey him, no matter what others did around them, and no matter what the consequences.
That's right, Mrs. Webb. And Satan is always trying to make it difficult for Christians to obey God and do what is right. Often doing what pleases God will not please man. And it is seldom ever easy to do right, particularly when everyone else around you is doing wrong. It is so easy to disobey God and go along with everyone else. But if Christians will stand up for the Lord and do right and let God handle the consequences, he will bless and honor them, just like he did the 3 Hebrew young men.
Well, I hope if there's anyone listening who has been going along with the crowd and doing wrong, that they will ask God to forgive them and give them the strength to stand up and do what is right, no matter what.
I hope so, too.
Yes, and I hope that if there is anyone listening today that has never trusted in the Lord for salvation, that they will turn from their sins and will ask the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to be their Lord and Savior, too. His word, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
I hope they will, too.
Yeah, me too.
Well, Jesse, that was a really good story.
Yeah, it almost made me forget about my cold.
Yeah, Howie, I noticed that your cold seems to have gone away.
Uh-oh, I think it's back again.
Oh, Howie, I'm sorry.
That's okay, Mrs. Webb. I've had it for a while. I'm getting used to it.
Well, that's too bad.
Well, I guess I'd better go. Goodbye, Mrs. Webb. Goodbye, Howie. I hope you'll feel better soon.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse. Goodbye.
Well then, pip pip everyone, cheerio, ta-ta, and all that other sort of rot you expect someone British to say. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Jesse.
Well, I guess I better go too, Mrs. Webb. Uh-oh.
What?
I think I'm gonna sneeze.
At who?
At you!
Well, don't sneeze at me.
Well, I guess I better go now, Mrs. Webb. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Howie. Well, boys and girls, I need to go too. Thanks for joining us for this Bible story from the Puppet Castle. Come back again as soon as you can.